Okay, previously we had obtained a jackknife. We have discussed the jackknife method for the sample mean, where it is not useful. The jackknife method is indeed used to compute more complex functions. And here we show how to use the jackknife method for the computation of the of j computed in the average value of f. There are two basic formulas that we should note here. The first formula is what is called the improved jackknife average, the jackknife estimator. And this jackknife estimator, as we shall discuss, has the advantage that there is no bias to order 1 over n. So the bias is of order 1 over n square. And so this formula is useful when the number of iteration is not large. And the definition is quite simple. We take n times j computed over f bar. F bar here is the usual sample mean computed using all data we have, minus n minus 1, the jackknife average of the ji's. So n minus 1, 1 over n, the sum over I of jf bar I, which is ji. So this is the definition. So we take n j computed over f bar minus n minus 1, the average, the jackknife average of the ji's. And we shall discuss in the next page why this is a useful formula. Then there is the error here. Sigma square is the squared error. And as you can see, as for the sample mean, the squared error is n minus 1, the variance of the jackknife estimates. Note that in the formula there is a missing bar in the second term, so j of fi should be replaced with j of fi bar. In all terms here, essentially, we're using the ji's, so our jackknife estimates. So why this error is useful? Well, there are two justifications. First, this formula has the advantage that you can use it even if n is not large. Even if n is small, it provides you with a correct error, a stable error, without requiring n to be large, at variance with the error propagation formula. And second, this formula is equivalent to the error propagation formula for n is large. I don't do the proof, I leave it to you as an exercise because it's not difficult. And the trick is always the same. So first, we rewrite f bar I as before in terms of the unrestricted sum. And then we do a small calculation with the prefactor 1 divided by n minus 1 to obtain the expression that f bar I is equal to f bar plus 1 over n minus 1, the difference between f bar minus f of xi. So here we have a term which we call delta. Delta is small because it's proportional to 1 over n, to 1 over n minus 1, so it becomes small if n is large. And so we simply expand j of f bar I in Taylor expansion to first order. And here you see you have you replace j of f bar I with j computed in f bar plus a correction. Then you plug in this expression in the definition of the jackknife variance. You work out the sums, and then you will see that you get exactly the error propagation formula. So this is the exercise that I leave it to you. What we want to discuss instead is the definition of the jackknife estimator, and to show that the jackknife estimator is unbiased to order 1 over n. The bias is of order 1 over n square. So at page 5, we have again the expression, and now we compute the two terms which are there, j of f bar and j of f bar I, average over the Monte Carlo repetitions. We already computed the average of j f bar, and we showed that there is a bias of order 1 over n. The explicit expression of the bias is irrelevant here. So we simply write J of F bar average over the Monte Carlo repetition as the average value of J, as the value of J over computed in the average value, plus A over N. The expression of A is irrelevant, plus 1 over N squared. Of course, there are also additional corrections that decay as 1 over N squared. The average value of J F bar I over the Monte Carlo repetitions is exactly the same as J of F bar, because F bar I is again a sample mean. The only difference is that we consider n minus 1 terms and not n terms. So here the only difference is that instead of having a over n, we have n a divided by n minus 1. The number of iterations that are considered here is n minus 1. But apart from that, the expression is exactly the same as that of J of F bar. Then we compute the average of the Jagnaf estimator over the Monte Carlo repetitions, and we use the two expressions that there were before. Of course, we note that the average value of J of F bar I is independent of I, so the summation from I to N, which appears in the estimator, provides N equal terms. So this expresses, this explains the N, which is in front of the second parenthesis in the second line. And then we do the algebra, which is easy. And you immediately see that the terms proportional to A cancel. And we end up with a term which is of order 1 over N squared. So it doesn't depend on A, it depends only on the additional terms, which are of order 1 over N squared. So this is the main advantage of the jackknife, estimator. So the definition, this improved estimator, is meant to eliminate the bias of order 1 over N. Of course, there is one point here, that you use this improved estimator when n is small. If n is not small, you can simply take J of F bar. There is no real difference between the two estimates, in the sense that the difference between the improved estimator and J F bar is so small, compared to the error, of course, that you don't care about the difference.